Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we'll be joined by Devin Dubnyk, NHL Network analyst, to talk about Caps Rangers. That's coming up at 8:45. But right now, we're happy to go out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Ben Standing, who covers the Commanders for The Athletic. Ben, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on, as always, Father.
Of course. Ben. I'm betting that you're happy that you just put out your final 2024 NFL mock draft on your Twitter. You just posted it about 45 minutes ago, and you have the Commander selecting Jaden Daniels at number 2 overall after Caleb Williams goes number 1 to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the last, you know, you guys are obviously talking about this every day too. To talk about one subject and basically two or three humans for 4 months is exhausting. Especially with the way I think everybody started losing their mind here at the end as to, you know, I mean, the top golf thing was such the epitome of how we all went a little nuts. But yeah, I mean, the Jaden Daniels thing, I mean, I've been talking a lot about, you know, groupthink and the fact that we just went through this coaching search and, you know, anybody kind of to a certain degree trying to claim either A, they know what they're going to do, or B, that it's obvious what they're going to do. I've just been mocking. Now, to be clear, like I went back and looked, and the first time I had Jaden Daniels to 2 was on March 7th when I did like my first Commanders only mock, and I haven't changed it since. And it's mostly like, you know, reading the tea leaves or talking to people around the league and getting a feel for who likes who. I did a survey for The Athletic a few weeks ago, polled 17 people in the league to, you know, tell me what you think. And they all had Jaden Daniels second, you know, collectively a decent size ahead of May and McCarthy. And, you know, as we've gotten to the end here, I feel like I've gotten a little more actionable intel on this. The team has still been quiet there, but at the same point, I feel like I have enough to be like, all right, I feel pretty confident in Daniels. But even still, I had, like, you know, notable sources in the league yesterday tell me they still hear something about Drake May. So we'll see. But, yeah, I feel fairly comfortable at this point that Daniels will be the pick.
I feel like Daniels, I keep saying it, I think he's the most explosive, most exciting player in a draft. It's going to be hard to pass that up. If I was Bears, I'd probably take him 1-1, be honest with you. But regardless of whether or not you buy it or not, there has been some sort of smoke about, you know, maybe a little reticence in here coming. I think whoever drafts him, he's going to be happy. They're going to get on that private jet. He's going to have champagne and lobster, and he's going to be a happy camper. But I do think there has been, for whatever reason, some weird smoke around him not wanting to be here ideally or whatever. Is it possible, Ben, here's a theory I just kind of came up with this morning, that that's more of a reflection on the vibe he's getting from them? Maybe the Commanders are being wishy-washy to him on some level, and that's making him be somewhat wishy-washy on them. It's a wild theory, but, you know, hey, we got months to kill here. Now, today's the day, but we're thinking about this from all angles.
Yeah, for sure. So here's my theory as to kind of what happened here at the end with this whole notion of Jaden Daniels possibly wanting somebody else, and there being some maybe some tension or whatever. So, I mean, it's been known for some time that, you know, a Jaden Daniels, Antonio Pierce reunion with the Raiders, because, I was at the owners meeting, asked Antonio Pierce about Daniels, asked if he ever thought he could be a Heisman winner. He said that when he recruited him out of high school, that he told him he could be a Heisman winner. So my point is that relationship goes back a long way. So Sure, if for Jaden Daniels, there's a lot of comfort, obviously, in being with that guy. So I think that's not that big of – I mean, I think that's been known.
Normal.
That's not a
that's
big
normal.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think what happened here – this is my theory. So typically, right, when these top 30 visits happen, the player comes in and has the full day one-on-one with the coach, the executive, and other stuffy adults, you know, at a eating steak or whatever. And that was the expectation. And, you know, for an agent, their job is both to advocate for their client, but also to inform them, to make sure there's no surprises with anything that's about to go through this process. And this agent, he represents other players. He represents Derek Forrest on this team, but he's not with one of the bigger firms. I'm guessing he was caught off guard by the fact that this was not a one-on-one. And he's, you know, agents are a cutthroat business. I'm positive that all the big firms are constantly sending Jaden Daniels texts saying, come with us. And this looks not great, perhaps in the client, from Daniels' perspective, if the agent is like not on top of what's happening. To the agent's credit, I imagine the Commanders probably did tell him, because if the whole point of this exercise, right, is to sort of see how they react to this, then why get you don't really necessarily want to give them a ton of heads up or whatever. So my guess is when the agent found out about this, he reacted in sort of a insecure way, just the way any of us probably would, in that, like, whoa, what's going on here? Because he doesn't want to look bad. And that reflected in the thinking emoji, et cetera. So, and then because from Daniel's perspective, he's like, well, wait a minute, I thought I was going one-on-one. Now I'm not. What's going on here? I don't know why.
So a cover-your-ass thing for the agent, kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think. This is, you know, a little bit of a just guess, but you know, I have a little bit of insight into the situation. So that's my best guess. And then once this happened, everybody sort of, you know, went nuts on this thing we already knew about Pierce. Rather than it being like anti-Commander, it's more like it's pro Raiders. And that has, you know what I mean? It's like not like he didn't want to go to Washington, but he just had wanted to go to that place. And therefore people are making it a bigger deal than it is. So hopefully if that's the way it goes, they take Daniels, it's no harm, no foul, and everybody's happy from day one and move forward. But that's kind of how I feel like that kind of whole situation went down.
Ben, let's live in the hypothetical world for just a second. If you were to find a source, like a leak at Commander's Park, somebody gives you good, actionable intelligence that you would trust, is it more likely to come from the front office side, from the Peters side, or from somebody on the coaching staff? If you were to get that sort of access.
Yeah. First off, I've been living in the hypothetical world for months, so we can live there for a few more.
Yeah, we can
a few more minutes.
Yeah.
So you know, here's the reality, right? There's new bosses in town. It isn't just Adam Peters. Josh Harris was here last year, but this is really the first year of the Josh Harris ownership, right? Because last year he inherited it right before, or he bought the team right before training camp started. So this is really year one of everything, and I think what I tend to find is everybody gets very much on their P's and Q's. I mean, even people last year who were at least willing to sort of engage in, small banter, everybody's very quiet right now, like as you've heard. So I guess my answer would be you would have to probably come from the front office, because I would bet everybody else is scared to death to talk. So it would have to come from, like, you know, Peters or somebody, you know, or ownership or something like that, because anybody else, you know, you're quasi-expendable, I think, at this point.
Right.
If they don't select Jaden and they go in a different direction, be it Drake or JJ or something else, what would be the reason they don't select him?
I think what's weird to me is, like, I have not been able to, even if I attempted to sort of, like, fall in love with any of these people, not as a fan, but as like a boy, this is a guy you can't pass on. I mean, I think with Daniels, it's pretty obvious. It's the size has got to be concerning. You know, one of the things that really spooked me when this whole process started was seeing those highlight reels or low light reels of him just getting absolutely pummeled when he's running. And like that it scares me that he would have that type of lack of spatial awareness, but then also the size. So I think that's got to be a thing. I know I had Logan Paulson on my podcast the other day, and he talked about he's a Daniels guy, but he was saying the one thing that concerns him is the relative simplicity of LSU's offense. Obviously, they had the two great receivers who were probably getting in the pick in the first round today, but just it wasn't like an overly sophisticated offense. It was basically drop back, look deep, and if it's not there, you know, he had the ability to take off. So I think those would probably be some of the reasons. I think the other one is, I don't know to what degree, like for each team, each GM, each coach, what matters the most. I wonder in the case of Daniels, it's been said to me by his teammates back at the Senior Bowl, and others have said this often that too, he's not like a charismatic alpha leader type. He's more of a, watch my lead, set the example kind of a guy. And at that position, is that what you want from your quarterback? Now, he's also the guy who apparently is at the gym all hours of the day. He gets up at like 5 a.m. and, you know, he's very disciplined. So, like, the lead by example is a real thing. It's not just that he's quiet. It's like he actually does his stuff. But that would be something I would wonder. How much do teams desire a quarterback who is truly the center of attention? Like, I think one thing about this whole golf situation is to get the feel for when you're in a room with a bunch of other guys like that, who becomes the center of attention? Who do people gravitate towards? How do they react? That would be my one thing. I don't know that it's a big deal to them, but I do wonder just in general with quarterback, how much does that guy need to be something of an alpha personality? Because obviously, as we know, that position, you know, the world revolves around them, and you need your teammates to gravitate towards it.
By the way, I saw Logan Paulson actually advocate for J.J. McCarthy as you were talking about sophisticated offense and who he might pick. Anyway, let's move to the next two picks. So if you had to bet right now, do they move up and package picks to get back into the first round? In our mock draft, that's what we're doing, just so we give the Commanders a pick at 16. Or do you think they stand pat? And if they stand pat, what positions do they address?
Can I throw in a third option?
Sure.
I had to do all these Commanders only mock drafts for my site because, you know, we need clicks and all these things and people need to subscribe. So we kept doing these things. And I've had them move up. I mean, it makes sense, right? You need a left tackle or whatever. But what I landed on ultimately was the likely left tackle options are all very inexperienced. I mean, Amarius Mims started 8 games at Georgia. Tyler Guyton started 15 at Oklahoma. Are we saying that they're going to throw these people out there day one to protect whoever the quarterback is? That doesn't seem logical. And if that player has to sit a good chunk of the season, isn't Washington better off either holding the pick or trading back? Because, you know, like, why give up picks to have a player that you can just in theory get next year if they're not going to play a lot? So I landed on that. And then furthermore, so I had them trade from 36 down to, I think, like 43. And as part of the deal, I picked up a second-round pick next year. Because to me, this entire exercise, from the moment that Peter showed up and everything they've done, is not about 2024. It's about 2025 and beyond. This year is – obviously, they're going to do the best they can, whatever that means, but they wouldn't have gone out and signed a bunch of guys to one-year deals to the degree that they did. They would have spent bigger money to make some splashier moves. So I think trading back to me makes a lot of sense if you're getting, especially if you can get 2025 picks, because next year is when I think Peters gets more aggressive. But in terms of the positions, I mean, offensive tackle, edge rusher, to me, if you're talking pure need, I think those are the ones I would look at, and that's what I went for in my various mocks. But realistically, right, almost literally other than defensive tackle and then I guess quarterback, you could take anything, best player available, and nobody should realistically flinch about the position because they'd still basically need everything.
What about receiver? Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Receiver has been very, very weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure. I don't have the full list of the 30 visits, and not that that's an indicator of everything. But I don't think they brought in a single receiver that's been reported or that I've heard of. They didn't do, they added a couple of pieces in free agency, but like, nobody that any of us would think is definitely like the Curtis Samuel replacement. I still think they need a guy with some size at that spot. Mm-hmm. So logically, sure, I would say they should be taking receiver, especially somebody with some size. Somewhere day two would make sense, but they've been it's odd to me that they have been so quiet about it. On the other hand, they brought in a bunch of tight ends. Jared Wiley from TCU, the kid Sanders from Texas, who's viewed as like the number two guy typically behind Brock Bowers.
Right.
So they brought in those guys, and I think we all agree that's a position of need. So I imagine they take a pass catcher. By their actions, I just don't know that that's a wide receiver.
Right.
Ben, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it. No more mocks for you, my friend. You're done. You're out of that business, at least for this year.
you forget day two exists. They're going to make me do something, and I'm a nerd.
So yeah, you will.
Right. I did forget about
hey,
that.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks, appreciate it, buddy.
See you guys.
Yeah. All right, man. All right, don't forget, we still have a mock draft to do. That is coming up at 9 a.m. Who's on the clock here picking for the Bears? J.P. Finley is officially on the clock. We will do the first pick coming up at 9 a.m. We'll pick one all the way to 16. We've got a hypothetical trade of the Commanders coming back up into the first round, picking at 16. So EB will pick at 2 and 16 for the Commanders. We'll do that coming up at 9 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.